Something that has been on my heart recently is the importance of love. And I, for one, felt the need to be reminded of the essentialness of love in our relationship with God. Jesus was once asked what the greatest commandment was. His response was direct and all-encompassing, as we see in Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." The last sentence shows the magnitude and the importance of love. As he says, all the law and the prophets hang on these commandments. Every law and prophecy is dependent on this love. Furthermore, the uniqueness of Christianity is most evident in two concepts, both which involve love. The first is that we love, for if we love, we share God's love through us. 1 John 4:12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Likewise, we are instructed that by loving one another, we show our faith to others. John 13:35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Secondly, not only should we love each other, but we should also love our enemies. Matthew 5:44. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. To fully respect the power of love, we can also consider the opposite, that of hate, and the acceptable instances where it should be applied. As Ecclesiastes 3:8 states that there is a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. However, hate must not be misguided. Hate must only be used to resist that which is evil. It must not come from pride. Romans 12:9-10. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. But what is love? Love is seemingly somewhat of a paradox according to 2 John 1:6. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. But then we get a more detailed definition of what love means in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Also, 1 Corinthians 13:8 demonstrates the supremacy of love above anything else. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. If considered only briefly, love could be seen as something misunderstood, as something passive. However, we see Scripture reveals its power. Ephesians 3:17-19. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your bountiful love, for without it we would have no love. Forgive us for those times when our pride may have gotten and clouded your love from being abundant to everybody around us. Help us to always embrace love and to share that love with those around us so that they too can see your power and grace. Amen.